Greetings in the Lord. It is the 18th day of May in the year of our Lord 2020. You are listening to the Daily Sword, a daily guide to prayer and Bible reading produced by Sovereign King Church in Southern Indiana and on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. I pray this podcast is a blessing to you. Let us begin. Our call to repentance today comes from Psalm 119, verse 97. Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day. Pierre Verret, a pastor in Geneva at the time of the Reformation, once said that if a man desires to reign and govern as he ought, he must not give the rein to his emotions and affections, and take them as his counselors and allow them to reign instead of being subject to the understanding. Where emotions govern instead of reason, it is as if the horses hitched to a wagon ran away with both the wagon and the driver together, breaking and smashing all instead of being governed and conducted by the drive. True liberty is not the liberty, brothers, to do whatever one's passions want to do. That is slavery and destruction. True liberty is only for those who can govern themselves, controlling their lusts, desires, and emotions. Pierre Verret went on to say, "For this reason, God wished to give the law himself to serve as a rule to all men upon the earth, to rule their spirit, understanding, will, and emotions, both of those who govern others as well as those who must be governed by them. And he did this in order that all together might acknowledge God alone as their sovereign ruler and Lord, and acknowledge his servants and ministers, who must all one day give an account before the throne of his majesty. Whether we wish to be well instructed in order that we might know how to conduct and govern ourselves and our own persons and individual characters according to right, reason, and justice, or how to govern our households and families, or how to govern in the civil realm, this law shall supply us with true ethics, politics, and economics, if it be well understood. We must not hope that any king, ruler, or people shall ever enjoy a lasting prosperity unless God reigns in all and over all, and unless they are governed by him." Dear brothers, the psalm writer said that he loved the law of the Lord, that he meditated on it day and night. Brothers, how often have we failed to meditate on it and also failed to keep it? We have not allowed it to govern us, but rather we've been governed by our emotions, our lusts, our desires, our sinful flesh. We must repent and look to the face of the Almighty God, our Heavenly Father. We must confess our sins with a humble, lowly, repentant, and obedient heart, to the end that we may receive forgiveness by his infinite goodness and mercy, so that we can, therefore, love his law and delight in it, to delight to do it. We need him to give us that heart. And so as we come before his throne today to receive instruction and lift up our petitions, let us first bow our knees and plead for the mercy of God. O Lord, thou knowest my great unfitness for service, my present deadness, my inability to do anything for thy glory, my distressing coldness of heart. I am weak, ignorant, unprofitable, and loath and abhorred myself. I am at a loss to know what thou wouldest have me to do, for I feel amazingly deserted by thee, and sense thy presence so little. Thou makest me possess the sins of my youth, and the dreadful sin of my nature, so that I feel all sin. I cannot think or act, but every motion is sin. Return again with showers of converting grace to a poor gospel-abusing sinner. Help my soul to breathe after holiness, after a constant devotedness to thee, after growing in grace more abundantly every day. O Lord, I am lost in the pursuit of this blessedness, and am ready to sink because I fall short of my desire. Help me to hold out a little longer until the happy hour of deliverance comes, for I cannot lift my soul to thee if thou of thy goodness bring me not nigh. Help me to be diffident, watchful, tender, lest I offend my blessed friend in thought and behavior. I confide in Thee and lean upon Thee and need Thee at all times to assist and lead me. Oh, that all my distresses and apprehensions might prove but Christ's school to make me fit for greater service by teaching me the great lesson of humility. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord, we beseech You to grant us true repentance and Your Holy Spirit, that the things that we do now may please You, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so at the last we may come to Your eternal joy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Brothers, examine your consciences to know whether you truly repent of your sins, and whether by trusting in God's mercy and seeking your salvation in Jesus Christ alone, you're resolved to pursue holiness and to live in peace and love with all men. If you have this testimony in your hearts before God, then be assured that your sins are forgiven through the perfect merit of Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, open Thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth Thy praise. Open our hearts and minds by the power of Your Holy Spirit, that as the Scriptures are read, we may hear with joy what You have to say to us today. Listen now to this psalm reading from Psalm chapter 78, verses 1 through 31. This is the word of the Lord that is eternally true and applicable for all of life. A Maskil of Asaph. Listen, O my people, to my instruction. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not conceal them from their children, but tell to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wondrous works that He has done. For He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers that they should teach them to their children, that the generation to come might know, even the children yet to be born, that they may arise and tell them to their children, that they should put their confidence in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments, and not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not prepare its heart and whose spirit was not faithful to God. The sons of Ephraim were archers equipped with bows, yet they turned back in the day of battle. They did not keep the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law. They forgot His deeds and His miracles that He had shown them. He wrought wonders before their fathers in the land of Egypt and the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and He made the waters stand up like a heap. Then He led them with a cloud by day, and all the night with a light of fire. He split the rocks in the wilderness and gave them abundant drink like the ocean depths. He brought forth streams also from the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. Yet they still continued to sin against Him, to rebel against the Most High in the desert. And in their heart they put God to the test by asking food according to their desire. Then they spoke against God. They said, "Can God prepare a table in the wilderness?" Behold, He struck the rocks so that the waters gushed out and streams were overflowing. Can He give bread also? Will He provide meat for His people? Therefore the Lord heard and was full of wrath, and a fire was kindled against Jacob, and an anger also mounted against Israel, because they did not believe in God and did not trust in His salvation. Yet He commanded the clouds above and opened the doors of heaven. He rained down manna upon them to eat and gave them food from heaven. Man did eat the bread of angels. He sent them food in abundance. He caused the east wind to blow in the heavens, and by His power He directed the south wind, when He rained meat upon them like the dust, even winged fowl like the sand of the seas. Then He let them fall in the midst of their camp, round about their dwellings. So they ate and were well filled, and their desire He gave to them. Before they had satisfied their desire, while their food was in their mouths, the anger of God rose against them and killed some of their stoutest ones and subdued the choice men of Israel. This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Brothers, know this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. Therefore, listen to the Old Testament reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29, verse 30. This is the word of the Lord, and it is eternally true and applicable for all of life. These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the sons of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he had made with them at Horeb. And Moses summoned all Israel and said to them, "You have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and all his servants and all his land. The great trials which your eyes have seen, those great signs and wonders. Yet to this day the Lord has not given you a heart to know, nor eyes to see, nor ears to hear. I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out on you, and your sandal has not worn out on your foot. You have not eaten bread, nor have you drunk wine or strong drink, in order that you might know that I am the Lord your God. When you reached this place, Sihon the king of Heshbon and Og the king of Bashan came out to meet us for battle, but we defeated them. And we took their land and gave it as an inheritance to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites. So keep the words of this covenant to do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. You stand today, all of you, before the Lord your God, your chiefs, your tribes, your elders, and your officers, even all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and the alien who is within your camps, from the ones who chops your wood to the one who draws your water, that you may enter into the covenant with the Lord your God, and into his oath which the Lord your God is making with you today, in order that he may establish you today as his people, and that he may be your God, just as he spoke to you and as he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, not with you alone am I making this covenant and this oath, but both with those who stand here with us today in the presence of the Lord our God, and with those who are not with us here today. For you know how we lived in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the midst of the nations through which you had passed. Moreover, you have seen their abomination and their idols of wood, stone, silver, and gold which they had with them, so that there will not be among you a man or a woman, or family or tribe, whose heart turns away today from the Lord our God to go and serve the gods of those nations. That there will not be among you a root bearing poisonous fruit. It shall be when he hears the words of this curse that he will boast, saying, I have peace though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart, in order to destroy the watered land with the dry. The Lord shall never be willing to forgive him, but rather the anger of the Lord and his jealousy will burn against that man, and every curse which is written in this book will rest on him. And the Lord will blot out his name from under heaven. And the Lord will single him out for adversity from all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant which are written in this book of the law. Now, the generation to come, your sons who rise up after you, and the foreigner who comes from a distant land, when they see the plagues of the land and the diseases with which the Lord has afflicted it, will say, all its land is brimstone and salt, a burning waste, unsown and unproductive, and no grass grows in it, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboiim, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. All the nations will say, why has the Lord done this to this land? Why this great outburst of anger? Then men will say, because they forsook the covenant of the Lord, the God of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. They went and served other gods and worshiped them, gods whom they have not known and whom he had not allotted to them. Therefore the anger of the Lord burned against that land, to bring upon it every curse which is written in this book. And the Lord uprooted them from their land in anger and in fury and in great wrath, and cast them into another land, as it is this day. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of this law. So it shall be when all these things have come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you call them to mind in all the nations where the Lord your God has banished you, and you return to the Lord your God, and obey him with all your heart and soul according to all that I command you today, you and your sons, then the Lord your God will restore you from captivity and have compassion on you, and will gather you again from all the peoples where the Lord your God has scattered you. if your outcasts are at the ends of the earth. From there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you back. The Lord your God will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. And he will prosper you and multiply you more than your fathers. Moreover, the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, so that you may live. The Lord your God will inflict all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate you, who persecute you. And you shall again obey the Lord and observe all his commandments which I command you today. Then the Lord your God will prosper you abundantly in all the work of your hand, in the offspring of your body, in the offspring of your cattle, and the produce of your ground. For the Lord again will rejoice over you for good, just as he rejoiced over your fathers. If you obey the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, if you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and soul. For this commandment which I command you today is not too difficult for you, nor is it out of reach. It is not in heaven that you should say, "Who will go up to heaven for us to get it for us and make us hear it that we may observe it?" Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, "We will cross the sea for us to get it for us and make us hear it that we may observe it." But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may observe it. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity and death and adversity, and that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and that the Lord your God may bless you in the land where you are entering to possess it. But if your heart turns away and you will not obey, but are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish. You will not prolong your days in the land where you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess it. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants. By loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him, for this is your life and the length of your days, that you may live in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God. O God, make speed to save us. Now, brothers, the words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified 7 times. Listen to the New Testament reading from the book of Luke, chapter 12, verses 8 through verses 34. This is the word of the Lord that is eternally true and applicable for all of life. And I say to you, everyone who confesses me before men, the Son of Man will confess him also before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him. When they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not worry about how or what you are to speak in your defense, or what you are to say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who appointed me a judge or arbitrator over you?" Then he said to them, "Beware, be on your guard against every form of greed. For not even when one has abundance does his life consist of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man was very productive, and he began reasoning to himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no place to store my crops?' Then he said, 'This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to myself, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your soul is required of you, and now who will own what you have prepared?' So is the man who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." And he said to his disciples, "For this reason I say to you, do not worry about your life as to what you will eat, nor for your body as to what you will put on. For life is more than food, and body more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap. They have no storeroom nor barn, and yet God feeds them. How much more valuable you are than the birds! And which of you by worrying can add a single hour to his lifespan? If then you cannot do even a very little thing, why you worry about other matters? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, but I tell you, not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass in the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, how much more will he clothe you, you men of little faith? Do not seek what you will eat and what you will drink, and do not keep worrying. For all these things the nations of the world eagerly seek, but your Father knows that you need these things. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to charity. Make yourselves money belts which do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God as we profess that we believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Brothers, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Therefore, listen to the reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verses 1 through 10. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own sight, but the Lord weighs the motives. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The Lord has made everything for its own purpose, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished. By loving kindness and truth, iniquity is atoned for, and by the fear of the Lord, one keeps away from evil. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great income with injustice. The mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. A divine decision is in the lips of the king, and his mouth should not err in judgment. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God. Let us pray. God, Father, Provider, Sustainer, we thank you that you have promised to provide what we need when we need it, and that you give us only good things. You are the Father above from which all good gifts come down. And Lord, everything you give us is good, and everything works for our good, whether plague, pestilence, poverty, whether it's death, persecution, slander, or riches, wealth, health, life. For those whose faith is in you, it all works together for good. And so, Lord, help us not to worry about tomorrow, to spend our times like the pagans do, pursuing greed, pursuing the things of this earth, but rather, Lord, let's be diligent and commit our works to you, and you will establish our plans. Let us be faithful in the work that you call us to. Wherever you have called us, Lord, let us to work diligently, work hard, work with wisdom, work with foresight, to look forward, to think about the future, about storing up not treasures for ourselves here on earth, but storing up treasure in heaven. also preparing so that we can leave a good inheritance to our children. Lord, we know this. We plan our ways, but you direct our steps. And so, Lord, help us to seek you and your righteousness, because better is a little with righteousness than great income with injustice. Lord, we pray this to establish the work of our hands. And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign King. Amen. Brothers, examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. And now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. And may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. Amen. You've been listening to The Daily Sword by Sovereign King Church. We pray this has been a blessing to you. Please visit www.sovereignkingchurch.com.